Okay, we are going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 6 o'clock. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the board regarding closed session items? Seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session. Okay, we are going to go ahead and call this session to order at 7:03 p.m. Will you please stand for the invocation? I have a poem. In honor of our recent graduates, we had two graduations, one on Thursday and one on Friday, and some promotions on Friday at the middle school and the elementary. I have two very short quotes. This first quote is by Nathan Moreau. The night sky is dotted with stars. One star may not seem significant, but as more appear, the true art of nighttime is fully realized. It takes time and patience to see the realization, but in the end, it's worth it. And I feel that captures the work that we do because we are trying to graduate students and move them through, and it takes time. And then the last one is Alan Alda. We all know who Alan Alda is. An original life is an unexplored territory. You don't get there by taking a taxi. You get there by carrying a canoe. So that's for our graduates. May they carry a canoe. Okay, let's do the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Here.
Ms. Paulus.
Here.
Ms.
Here. Here.
Here.
Here. Okay. We do have one item from closed session. It was moved by Ms. Cami Poulos and seconded by Mr. Steve Cox and approved to expel the following pupil from the schools of the district. Pupil 188912, Education Code 48900R. Engage in acts of bullying, including but not limited to bullying by means of electronic act, direct toward a student or school personnel. The vote was 5-0, and the pupil is expelled and will not be eligible to apply for readmission until the date set forth in the rehabilitation plan. Okay, thank you. Okay, Board President's report. We rounded out our open houses. Merced did a really, really good job, very well attended. They covered it very well. I saw some of my colleagues there. I saw Ms. Shoemaker. I saw Mr. Cox. West Cove's open house was excellent. And I have to say that the teachers had wonderful, wonderful things to say about Ms. McClenahan, Dana. As I went by, the teacher said, can we please keep her, find a way, convince her. They didn't want to let her go. They were really pleased with how the school year was coming together and how it was ending. So I have to say, again, thank you to the staff who made that happen. And then in terms of the awards, Hollencrest did a really good job. The superintendent ended up being there for over an hour passing out awards. Ms. Poulos was there. Her niece was getting some awards as well. They did a really, really good job. I still say that Walnut Grove gets the award for the best looking awards night. I was also at San Jose's award night. Very good job. And West Covina, how awesome was that? A gym full of people, excited students, lots of money on the table for scholarships. You heard the salutatorian and valedictorian, their GPA, so that was really, really a lot of fun. On top of that, there was SJCA choir performance, and then our graduations. And yes, I held up the line. Okay, anybody, colleagues have reports? Mr. Cox, Ms. Poulos, congratulations to your niece.
Thank you.
From Hollencrest, Mr. Spence, Ms. Shoemaker. Okay, I have no blue cards in front of me, so we have no items from the floor. We will move on to the agenda. I would like to suggest to move to consent. There's no objections. Item 6, item 7, item 9, item 10. Are there any objections?
The only one that I have a problem with is item number 6.
Okay.
And that's just because I did not get the course outline.
Okay.
We got the name of the book.
And it's not
the name of the board. Not the name of the board.
No? Okay. Should we table it to allow the board enough time to?
Let me.
Okay.
So we're tabling
number
six.
Okay. Any objection to 7, 9, and 10?
Dr. Coakland is suggesting that we vote on number 9 just because it is a contract.
Okay.
You individually vote on it.
Well, with the new
okay.
law.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so
seven and ten.
Seven and ten. Any objections to 7 and 10? 6 will be tabled. 9 will be voted on. No? Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Is 10 on or off?
10 is on consent. I don't hear any objections. And 7 is on consent. I don't hear any objections. 6 has been tabled. We will vote on 9.
I want to take 14 off.
Okay. Anybody like to remove any items from consent? We have item number 14. Any other items to remove? Okay. So to approve the agenda and consent items by tabling item 6, putting 7 on consent, excuse me, item 10 on consent, removing 14. Yes.
Sorry, I need to apologize. It was my recommendation to put number 4 on for the cancellation of the board meeting, but I think we need to talk about it in terms of the hires that we may have. So can we take that off consent and have
okay,
a conversation?
Okay, let's take that off. Okay.
Can we move one of these to the front of the agenda? Because we've been doing that the last few times.
Yeah, we definitely can.
I move
it's not a presentation.
The calendar as amended.
As okay. Who will second that?
I will.
Okay. It has been moved by Mr. Mike Spence and seconded by Ms. Shoemaker to approve the agenda and consent items with the following changes. Item number 4 has been removed from consent. Item number 6 has been tabled. Item 7 is on consent. Item 10 is on consent. Item 14 has been removed from consent. All those in favor say aye. Okay, all those opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay, item number 4.
Typically, we only have one board meeting in July, and we somehow when we did it, I think it was my mistake, I put on 2. And my goal was to take the 9th off, but with the personnel changes that have happened, I'm feeling that we may need to bring some administrative positions to the board. So I want to recommend that we do have a meeting in July. It doesn't have to be a night meeting. It could be a morning meeting where we just meet so that we can talk about any personnel items. But if I'm going to hire any administrative positions for our schools, the sooner the better. So I guess I'm recommending that we don't cancel the July 9th meeting, but if it's more convenient to our board members to do something in the morning for a very short period of time, just to look at personnel, that we move it to maybe Monday morning the 8th early and just be able to bring any personnel if we feel we're not going to. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm just worried about going the whole month without doing personnel.
Mr. Cox?
Can we cancel the July 9th meeting scheduled for Tuesday night, the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Education? If it turns out that you have those situations that you deal with, you can always do it in a special meeting and do it that way.
And do it when we need it?
Right. But that's why it tells the public we're not going to be here
okay.
on the second Tuesday.
I'm comfortable with that, as long as if I need a special
meeting.
Because,
I mean, if we're doing something earlier than the 9th, it'd be weird to have the meeting on the 9th then.
Right. So. I'm comfortable doing that as long as the board gives me your schedule so that if we do have something to appoint, we could get you guys together to do it.
Okay.
So keep it on as a cancellation.
Any comments, Ms. Bullows? No. Ms. Shoemaker?
I am fine with canceling the July 9th meeting with the understanding that when and if we do schedule a special board meeting, it is not done during, everybody knows I work Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And okay. So, you know, we plan for our regularly scheduled meetings. And so when it comes to a special meeting, I would just like the same courtesy. voting on it, because I have had to miss special board meetings for that exact reason.
I don't want you to, can I ask you a quick question?
You know what, let's, then if that's the case, let's keep this on for July 9th.
Okay.
So why would we keep a meeting on even if we didn't need it?
We'd cancel it later.
We would cancel it on the 25th, then?
We'll show up.
Can I ask a clarifying question first? If we called a meeting at 7:00 in the morning and knew it would be finished in 15 minutes, you'd be able to come, so as long as, so that, so we could still call a morning meeting, but like at seven.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done in the.
I may not be, I might, may not be able to make morning meetings now.
Okay.
Okay, but if it's after 5:00.
I know, but I don't think that, just leave it for the regular time, and then if it doesn't look like we're gonna need it at our next board meeting, we can cancel it then.
I thought we were gonna submit our schedules, but, cause that seemed like the best idea, we submit our schedules and everybody can put the times they can't be there.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, because that may give you a little extra time that you need if you're not ready by the night.
Yeah, you might not be ready.
Because of, my two little ones, it makes it more difficult for me to do that now, because I have to work around my husband's, practice. So that could change daily.
I'm gonna ask a clarifying question. If we had a meeting at 7:00 and we had somebody to watch your little ones for 15 minutes, would you be able to attend? Because I would get somebody here to watch your little ones.
Who would you watch mine too?
I'll watch anyone's little one.
Yay!
If you mind breakfast.
I guess what I'm, in terms of flexibility, if that would help, we could certainly have some, we could have some games out here and have somebody.
Yeah, my children have been in the little conference room. We would work with you, Cammie. We understand. We have kids.
I move that we cancel the meeting and everybody
does
understands
that, make you feel
that we're going to try to work around everyone's schedule for the.
When we have our schedules already planned, you know, and this is something that's been on our calendars, it makes it difficult. I mean.
I will second Mike's motion to cancel the July 9th, 2013 meeting with the understanding that a special meeting.
If we need
may
it.
Be necessary, and
and I will be conscious of your schedules.
The schedules will be taken into consideration, and also depending on when you guys fly things, you may need after July 9th. So.
Okay, so it has been moved by Ms. Shoemaker, by Mike Spence, and seconded by Ms. Shoemaker, to cancel the board meeting of July 9th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Okay, carries 3-2.
Another divided board.
Can I ask also that we get your vacation schedules for the summer
okay.
so we know when you're in?
Everyone, please submit them
yeah,
to the right. superintendent. Your vacation schedules.
Thank you.
And Kemby, we'll work with the little one. I understand. I have little ones too, so. Okay. We are on to item number 9, contract for Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services.
I'll move approval of this item.
I'll second.
Separately from the consent agenda.
Okay, any discussion? No? Okay, it has been moved by Mr. Mike Spence and seconded by Jessica Shoemaker to approve the employment contract for Colleen Hawkins as presented for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services.
I just have a quick question. Does the impact of making this selection tonight affect the rapid removal of the predecessor?
No.
Well, our contract actually approved a month earlier.
Her predecessor is chained to the chair until
July
30th.
So
and
just because we're doing this tonight.
Absolutely not. No
She's
way.
Looking forward to a special board meeting.
So
no way.
Of
we need a month of.
No, it
what
means that we're
going
paying for two assistant superintendents of ed
month.
Services for a month.
Yeah. Yeah, we approved that when we did the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We did. Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay. Item number 14, Mr. Spence.
I just had a question, and as we're taking back special ed, you know, some of these facilities, it might be good for some of the programs, and so I know that all these end at the end of 13, right? But what's the procedures for notification or what's the timeline to notify people that might be needing a current facility to take it over or take it back or whatever?
Are you speaking of a specific facility?
No,
or
just any of them. I mean, because the copies of the leases weren't in here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like, what's the notification requirement? Okay, for example, all their contracts end at the end of that we're renting them. The buildings for, what's the end of it? 6/13. Expiration date 6/30/13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are these all 1-year leases through June 30th, 2014, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so in the contracts, what's the notification requirement to tell them that, oh, we might need this facility for some other use, for taking back specialism, one that I come up with? You know, what is it, 90 days? Is it 120 days? You know, what is it?
I don't have the lease agreement in front of me here.
Right,
and so we can look that up. If this is something you want to, we have time. If you want to table this to the next meeting, we can do that.
Okay.
We have time.
On this particular one, this is for land only, for city-owned relocatable buildings. Are you asking?
Not all of them, but yeah, most of them, correct.
I think on this list they all are.
No,
there's the Karen's Place.
The district-owned relocatable building, right, that the Y uses, right, at Merced.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I wasn't looking at page two.
Yeah, but even if it is leasee-owned or city-owned, you know, is there a time frame that we would enter into negotiations about that? Or, you know, or that's my question, I guess.
We provide that to you in an update. We don't have it right now.
I guess you can. I just hope that there is a notification procedure. I mean, that's my one concern. So I want to make sure that we're aware of that as we go through the process of taking back special ed or whatever our facility uses might be. Because we may need them in the future for something like that.
Right. And, these are for one-year agreements, and I don't think they enter into any of the take-backs that we're doing for 13, 14.
We're not going to take back anything?
No, we are, but these wouldn't apply to those. I think we have the locations for the take-backs that we're doing.
Okay, yeah. And then in 14, 15, if we needed space, we would have to notify them before. I mean, that's my question is,
sure.
I doubt on June 30th, 14, we would say, guess what? We're not renewing the lease. Bye. We're taking over July 1st. So that's what I'm just asking is, are the notification procedures in there?
Will
you understand what I'm asking?
No, I understand what you're asking. So we can provide that. we can provide that in an update. And if you would like, we can bring it back at the next board meeting too.
I mean, as long as you can tell me that there is some kind of notification system in there, I'm fine with that. If you can tell me that.
If you'd like to bring it back to the next board meeting, we can do that.
Okay.
We can do that too. To look at the actual agreement.
Okay. I mean, if you can't tell me that.
I can't tell you that.
Okay, so we should table 14?
Until I know there's a notification requirement.
In case you want to change the lease. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I also just want to. I would actually just like to see a copy of the
lease agreements, of all the lease agreements.
Most of them are the same, so
mm-hmm.
just one copy is fine. And the other thing I notice is we say the district administration recommends that the board approve renewal of the following leases through June 30th, 2014, but options Head Start expires August 31st, 2013. So is it another year lease, or are they going to be August 31st, 2014.
Oh. I see what you're saying. Through that one would go through
August
31st.
For both of those options. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, wouldn't the city, when it says city-owned relocatable buildings, I mean, aren't those the same as leasee-owned relocatable buildings? I mean, wouldn't we be consistent calling them leasees as well? Or not? Are they not leasee-owned? I mean, it's the same difference, but we should be consistent in how we list them. Because on all the others for options and the Y, we list them as leasee.
Oh.
We don't list them as the Y owns them, right? That's all.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just a minor thing, yeah.
Okay. I think that's what the recommendation was, to table it to the next one.
Right.
Okay. We'll table it to the time certain.
Okay. It has been moved by Mr. Spence to table it.
You can just say
it. I'm sorry?
I don't care how you do it.
Oh, okay.
If you just want to say it's table.
We'll just table. Table. Okay, before we go into closed session, back to closed session, is there any board discussion? Okay, dates to remember, June 25th is our next Board of Education meeting. We are moving back into closed session.
26th or 25th?
I'm sorry, 25th.
And we may have something
to report. There is nothing to report out of closed session. The meeting is adjourned.